Dirk Schein, and it's Huskies Drive Time. We've got Joe Hengemiller fresh off of his concert going at, was it down at the XL Energy Center?
No, it was at the United Center.
Oh, the United Center, sorry, in Chicago, that's right.
Yeah.
How good was it?
Oh, Bruce Springsteen does not disappoint. It was fantastic, Dirk.
Oh, what was your favorite song of the night?
Oh, Thunder Road. To get 20,000 people in the building and 19,990 all singing the song together is pretty cool.
Yeah?
Well. Yeah. I mean, Springsteen wasn't even singing. He was just playing the guitar and holding the microphone out to the crowd.
Oh, that's awesome. So you said you're in double digits now in his in seeing him, hey?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, pretty cool. Well, also some great skiing over the weekend. Talk about that down at Cable.
Yeah, boy, just a great week for me all around. Well, Saturday was maybe a little bit, maybe we just don't discuss Saturday. It was, I mean, it was okay, but we just weren't really ourselves. But Sunday we came back and it was really fun. Gaspard had a really good race. He was duking it out, battling hard. There are three boys from Northern. Whew, those guys are going good. I think there's a good chance we're going to see some of those guys on the podium when we get to NCAAs. So Gaspard ending up fourth overall was really quite a result. And then Kyle Hansen came through with another top 10 result for us. And if you look at the guys that were in the top 10 in front of him, there was only Gaspard and a guy from Fairbanks. The rest were all Northern guys. That's how deep and how strong that team is. Boy, no wonder they were kicking our butt every time we went down there this fall. And then on the women's side, really exciting for us. You can't say enough about Andrea Lee. Wow. I was there on the side of the trail trying to give her some racing advice, and she kind of gave me the look like, made eye contact with me. And usually when the skiers get, in a 10K race, once your AK is in, usually you got, like, drool coming down where it's, dragging down to your chest and, like, just spit all over your face. She was, like, kind of smiling at me and practically winked at me like, yeah, coach, don't worry about it, I got it. But I didn't know that at the time. I was worried she was going to get caught behind somebody else that was yo-yoing off the back and whatnot. And then the next time I saw her on the course, all of a sudden she came through, right behind the race leader who had gapped the field a little bit the last time I had seen everybody. And then she just put the hammer down from there and went in and won. It was really an exciting day for us.
How about, how does that you work? Mass start on Sunday, and so you kind of know where everybody's at in the field, right? So it's whoever finishes first is the winner.
Correct. Yeah, it was a mass start race, so, you know how you're doing against the field, and, with an individual start, it's a time trial yourself against the clock, and then all the other racers are doing the same thing, so you don't really know exactly, where other people are putting time on you and where you're putting time on other people, but in the mass start race, yeah, you can tell, okay, these people are surging, I've got to surge myself to hang on, or you can say, okay, I feel like my competitors are starting to get tired, and I'm going to pick it up here. And that's one of the things that I think really made Andrea's race really special is that she was able to really read the race. She's got the race savvy to know that, okay, this is the time for me to go versus, like, and then she knew when it was time to just sit in and be relaxed and come through practically smiling at me and winking instead of, having drool all over her face.
Did you expect Andrea to be able to compete for wins this year? Now knowing who you lost last year with, Deidre Irwin and Alice Flanders and Ulrika, all three having won races last year for you. Did you expect to have another woman that could win races this year?
Well, last year, Andrea was sitting out a year in residency while she was transferred here to do her master's work and was training with those other women and certainly was in the same caliber and class as those women. And this fall, I've seen her be in probably better shape than she was last year, so it's not surprising. And then she won the Central Collegiate race at the U.S. Nationals in the skate race as well. That 12th place finish, she was a top Central Collegiate racer. So, yeah, I mean, it's not surprising, but, you know, you don't really ever go into any day, okay, we're expecting to win this race and walk away with things.
Big weekend coming up, Joe, back at home for the CCSA Invitational. Talk about the upcoming weekend.
Yeah, this weekend is another NCAA qualifying race, and this is kind of the hump race for us, so to speak, in that we've had two race series before this that are NCAA qualifying, and we'll have two race series after this. So we're kind of at that pivotal point in the season where, you know, you've got to get after it now if you want to make it to NCAAs. So, you know, from that respect, the stakes will certainly be high. And being here at home, we like racing at home. The race organization that we have here, from the people from our athletic department and the people from the local community that make sure the races are run at a high level, just do a fantastic job. And geez, every time we leave here, I just feel like so disappointed with other race organizations because we do such a great job.
All right. Well, the meet is at home, the CCSA Invitational at the Michigan Tech Trails, and we wish the Nordic skiing teams the best of luck. And I think we got a little music sending you home here, Joe.
Oh, you can't go wrong with Badlands.
All right, Joe, have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ and Huskies Drive Time. And don't forget, Michigan Tech Hockey is ranked 17th this week, as they were last week. They'll take on the 18th-ranked Bowling Green Falcons this Friday and Saturday. 4 points, Wes, separates second and third place right now.
Yeah, so they obviously need to get some wins and hopefully get back into the top of the pile here, and chance to make their move here at the end of the season. And so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a fun series. I'm looking forward to watching those games.
Yeah, you might see some guest people there on Thursday night on our way down.
I heard yeah. That I might get a color commentator.
You just might. You never know. All right, that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ.